Now, if you think that you can have everything in your life go as planned, as you planned it, you ought to just go check into Charter Hospital right now. Because, folks, nothing goes as planned. I can't get an hour of my life to go as planned, much less a day or a week or a month or my entire life. Now, plans are good, and the Bible says we ought to plan, and plans help lead you in the right direction, but nothing ever goes perfectly as planned.
In order to know the purpose or function of something, whether it's a new device or tool, some sort of gadget or whatever, you need to look at the instruction manual. Even better, you should seek out the designer or the maker of the object in question. After all, who knows more about it than the one who created it? Hello, and welcome again to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick Warren will help you discover in the Scriptures what God had in mind for your life when He, quite literally, invented you. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Building Margin into Your Life.
As human beings, we're not very adept at recognizing our limits. In fact, we constantly overestimate our abilities and underestimate the problems and how much it'll take. I do this all the time. People say, hey, Rick, can you do this today? Oh, sure, yeah, let's add that in. Can you do this? Oh, let's add that. And I'll add in 8 or 9 things. And I always overestimate my ability to get it done, and I always underestimate how much time it's going to take. I think I can get this done in 5 minutes. It takes 35 minutes. I said, this meeting will only take 30 minutes. It takes an hour. We're not very good at recognizing our own human limitations. On top of that, we live in a culture that constantly tells us, you can do it all. You can have it all. You can be it all. You can have everything. You can be whatever you want. And the truth is, folks, that's a lie. It is not true. Now, you can go all the self-help seminars you want, but you cannot be whatever you want to be. You can be all that God wants you to be, but you cannot be whatever you want to be. No matter how much you want, you're never going to be able to sing like Pavarotti or dance like Ricky Martin. I mean, you can take all the dance classes in the world, and you're just not going to be that good. You don't have that natural ability. And so there are limits in your life. You can only be what God made you to be. In the first place, you have physical limits. You couldn't swim to Hawaii no matter how much positive thinking you did. I think I can. You can't go 6 months without food no matter how much you talk yourself into it. Well, I don't need food. There are limits to positive thinking. Now, there are people who say, well, what about that verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Don't take that verse out of context. You say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Can you fly? Of course you cannot fly. That verse is not saying that you can go beyond your human limits. It is not saying that. And so don't use that verse saying, well, I can just keep on taking more and more stress, more and more problems, more and more debt, more and more difficulties in my life, and I can handle it all because I will never collapse because I can handle all through Christ's strength in me. That is a misuse of that verse. You have physical limitations. Now, you also have emotional limitations, and these are much harder for us to judge in our own lives. We know our physical limits often. I mean, you know how far you can run before you collapse. You know how fast you could do a mile in. But you don't know your own emotional limits. For instance, if I were to say to you, will you carry this person out? Many of you could probably carry a person out on your back outside. But if I were to ask you to carry 10 people out on your back, you wouldn't even try. Why? You know you can't do it. You know it is physically impossible for you to carry 10 people on your back and carry them out. But what about emotionally? How many people can you carry emotionally? You've never even thought about that. How many problems of other people can you handle? 1? 5? 15? 50? 200? At what point do you have boundaries? What is your limit? At what point do you say, hey, wait just a minute. Can I handle this? and you look at your emotional load and you say, where do you draw the line? Many of you have never drawn the line emotionally. And you just think, well, I can just keep on handling more and more and more stress, more and more problems, and I don't need any downtime, I don't need any margin. You're wrong. You have mental limits. Scientists are now discovering that the human mind can only handle so much new information at one time before it goes on tilt. Now, the problem is we live in a culture where the media is constantly pumping new information into our minds, on the radio, on the television, on the internet, on, you know, everywhere you go, new information, newspapers, and everything. And as a result, most Americans today are mentally on tilt. They can't handle anymore. They just, you know, and scientists are studying the psychic damage of trying to cram so many, you know, how many technology manuals for gadgets in your house have you never read through? Why? You just can't handle. You know, I've got phones now that do 50 things. I just want it to answer. Okay? And I'm not going to read that manual. I can't handle that info overload. Then, of course, you have time limits. No matter how many time management seminars you go to, you're never going to have more than 24 hours in a day. It's a limit. You're never going to be able to, you have to sleep part of that time. You have space limitations. You cannot be in more than one place at the same time. Notice what the Bible says in Job 14, verse 5. Our time is limited. You, God, have given us only so many months to live, and have set limits we cannot go beyond. Would you circle that? Have set limits that we cannot go beyond. Now, you're thinking, well, you know, it would really be nice if God would warn me when I'm reaching my limit. If God would just put a little, you know, red flashing light in my brain, or a beeper would go off that says, warning, 95%, you're about to go on overload, back off. Wouldn't that be great if you had a little warning light like that? It just said, hey, you're at your limit, or you're over the limit. That'd be great. You know what? God has given you a warning light. He has given you one. It's called pain.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But first, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. And while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 99000.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do that is with God's Word. That's why we've put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you will learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you will begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you discover how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book, Re-Energize Your Life, by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, winner of the 2016 NRB Billy Graham Award for Excellence in Christian Communications. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
So the starting point for building margin is to realize you need it because you have limits. You can't just keep cramming your life full. Number two, expect to have problems. Expect to have problems. Now, this is why you need margin in the first place, because you have problems in life. Now, if you think that you can have everything in your life go as planned, as you planned it, you ought to just go check into Charter Hospital right now. Because, folks, nothing goes as planned. I can't get an hour of my life to go as planned, much less a day or a week or a month or my entire life. Now, plans are good, and the Bible says we ought to plan, and plans help lead you in the right direction, but nothing ever goes perfectly as planned. So you're setting yourself up for big disappointment. And if you think, you know, if I've got to go to a certain distance, and it's going to take me 15 minutes, if traffic is great, you probably ought to allow margin. Because there may be traffic. You may have a flat tire. You may run out of gas. You may forget something and have to go back. Some of you have been coming to Saddleback for 10 years, and you still can't get here on time. You need some margin in your life. You know why? You think, you know, it's only 15 minutes from my house to the church property. Right. But once you get on this property, it takes you another 10 minutes to get in the building. It doesn't take you 15 minutes. It takes you 25 minutes to get here. And you probably ought to add 5 more minutes in because you're going to stop and get a donut. And the fact that you're always late means there's no margin in your life. There's no margin. That's why you're late all the time. Expect to have problems. Now, Jesus told us. He said we should expect to have problems. And so we should expect to have problems. Look at this verse on your outline. Read it with me. John 16:33. In the world, you will have trouble. Now, circle the word will. He doesn't say you might have trouble. He doesn't say you could have trouble. He says you're going to have trouble. You're going to have problems. So why are we surprised? Now, we assume naturally that everything's just going to be great. Everything's going to go right. And I have to tell you, folks, I have to admit that on this point, I am preaching to myself. Because I am a naturally optimistic person. I don't think about what possibly could go wrong. I'm not wired that way. That's why I need people around me who go, well, what about this and what about that? And this could go wrong. I just don't think that way. I'm always thinking, well, it's all going to work out great. It's going to be fine. What problem? And so I need to expect the unexpected. Hope for the best, but plan for the worst. I remember a number of years ago, in one of my wife's weaker moments, I convinced her to go on a vacation without any planning. She said, what? I said, yeah. I said, let's just put the kids in the car. We got 10 days, and we'll just head off. Where are we going to go? I don't know. We'll just find out. It'll be an adventure. We'll just kind of head off on a car trip vacation. And she said, why in the world would you want to do that? I said, because my entire life is planned. As the pastor of a very large church, almost every minute of my day has got something planned in it. And so I said, I need a vacation from planning. I need to just do something that's totally unplanned. It sounded like a logical idea. It sounded like a really good idea. So she said, okay, we'll try it. So we put the kids in our van, and we just headed out across the desert, having no idea where we were going. You want to know what happened on that vacation? No, you really don't want to know. Kate calls it the pinball vacation. Boing, 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 you know. First night, we arrive in Durango, Colorado, and sleep in the car because there's no motels open in the whole city. Every single hotel, motel, flea bag, apartment is all filled up, so we sleep in the car. Second night, we get to Denver, Colorado, And there's not a single motel room open in Denver. How was I to know it was the annual rodeo? That had been booked for weeks and weeks and weeks. There was not a single room in the entire city of Denver that we could find. So we're in the car again. The third night, sleeping out. The third night, we are in the No-Tell Roach Motel in Dumpyville, Utah. And I mean, this place, the motel, it was run by a gas station. Now, you know there's a problem here. And the motel rooms were trailers. And they were really battered, beaten down trailers. One of them, the one we got, it had a screen door on it that's hanging on one hinge with the screen punched out so the mosquitoes can come through. Little roaches crawling across the ceiling. So guess what? We get back in the car. It's true. We got back in the car. And it went like this until the last night on our last stop home. I can remember sitting in Las Vegas in a loud, smoky lounge at 1 a.m. in the morning, waiting for the first room that's going to open up because somebody's checking out at 1 a.m. early so we could get a room. Oh boy, was that a fun vacation. Now, the Bible tells us that thinking ahead is a mark of wisdom. Look at this verse, Proverbs 22:3. The prudent person foresees difficulties ahead and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Why didn't I see that verse before vacation?
Number three, want to build margin into your life? Number three, put space in my schedule. Put space in my schedule. You might even, as you're writing that in, circle the word put. You can't hope for space in your schedule or pray even for space in your schedule or expect somebody else to provide space in your schedule. You're going to have to decide to put some space in your schedule. You're going to have to decide to build some buffer zones into your life, some downtime. That means you leave some empty spaces in your daytime, or as scary as that is to some of you to come across that, there's actually some white space there. The fact of life is, the faster you go, the more margin you need. If you're going 70 miles an hour down the freeway, you want more than 3 inches between you and the other car, don't you? I hope for that at least. And so I need to build that margin into my life. In fact, the Bible tells us very clearly that if I don't allow space into my schedule, if I just work all of the time, that is foolish. Would you read with me with great enthusiasm, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15. Only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work. Don't you like the Bible? It just cuts through everything, doesn't it? It's just very honest with us about the struggles we have. Why is it that we have to feel so important that we have to keep every moment of every day busy? Would you write this down in your outline? Would you write down, life is a journey, not a race. Why do we front load everything? Try to get there so quickly. The truth is, if I really want to last in life, I got to realize I've got a whole journey in life to live.
Number four, if I want margin in my life, I must prune my activities periodically. Prune my activities periodically. Why do gardeners prune trees and plants? For greater productivity, for the health of the plant, for the plant's own goodness, and for future blossoms and fruitfulness in the next season. No pruning, no fruitfulness in the next season. Now, every year of our lives, we sprout new activity branches. You're doing some things now that you didn't do a year ago.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthfully you may eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. you'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why we put together an incredible new tool called Re-Energize Your Life. In this first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching, you'll learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. It's a hands-on guide you'll take at your own pace. No need to rush. In fact, we encourage you to stop and linger where you want to spend more time. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. You'll have time to reflect and celebrate your progress as you take steps toward getting ready to be used by God. This brand new, high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed full of color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't let your inner man or inner woman settle for a spiritually bland existence. Reach for more with this brand new tool called Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you support Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll send you a copy of the book Re-Energize Your Life by Pastor Rick Warren. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that you can listen to Daily Hope every day through our podcast? Many of our listeners say they make this part of their quiet time each day. You can actually download the podcast at PastorRick.com. And then you can listen on the go whenever it's convenient for you. For instance, Debbie, one of our listeners, says that she listens on her lunch break. Here's what she wrote. Hey, Pastor Rick, your podcast is the perfect way to just relax from a busy job, and it refreshes, it fills my heart with hope and energy. Helps me be a light for Jesus in what is sometimes a stressful and tiring day. Debbie continues in the note she wrote, I recently came out of a 2-year period of depression and chronic stress brought on by my mother's passing. I'm sorry, Debbie. And she said, it took a long time to rebuild my confidence and hope and to restore my daily connection with God. But the format of the Daily Hope podcast is just perfect in that it's 25 minutes of godly, practical, biblical teaching that I can absorb. Now, having it available online for free, she says, has been such a blessing. It's made such a significant impact on my personal healing. And so I'm happily sending money to support this podcast because I know it's a good soul and spirit food for anybody who listens to it. Bless you, and thank you for teaching me how God works through the pain that life sometimes brings. You remain a spiritual lighthouse to me. Well, Debbie, I know that God's going to continue to help you grow, help you learn, and I'm blessed that He's using Daily Hope Podcast to do that in your life. Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. And thanks to all of you for supporting Daily Hope. Your financial gifts make it possible for us to tell people around the world that there's hope in Jesus. Thanks, everybody, for listening today. And I pray that you'll receive God's blessings because I know that even when you can't see them, God is pouring His blessings into your life. Please remember to join me next time as we look into God's Word for our Daily Hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Rick Warren, author of The Purpose-Driven Life, The Purpose-Driven Church, and pastor of Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. If you're a church leader or you're a pastor, I want to invite you to come spend 4 days with me, October 11, 12, 13, and 14. Come join me at the Lake Forest campus for 4 days. I'm going to be teaching Purpose-Driven Essentials, the basic training that has trained almost 500,000 church leaders around the world in 164 countries. Come and join us. This is the conference that has literally started tens of thousands of new churches and revitalized hundreds of thousands of churches. Space is limited, so I encourage you to register now at pd.church. PD.church. Hope to see you October 11 to 14.
The Purpose-Driven Conference is back. get ready for renewal for you, your congregation, and your city. Register at pd.church. That's pd.church.